Hello and welcome to the podcast We Are Selling, brought to you by Realtair, the home of Pitch, Sign and Sell. My name's Lee Woodward, the creator of the Complete Salesperson course. Today's feature is Daniel Capel from Harcourts Coastal in Queensland, and our topic is business implementations. This particular interview was recorded by Zoom. Daniel has a great story and has just joined the industry, yet has a significant business implementation that he will share with you. Let's cross to our interview with Daniel Capel. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's interview as we look at business implementations. The number one Harcourts in the world is Harcourts Coastal up there in Queensland. And one of our brand new agents to the business is joining us, Daniel Capel. Daniel, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Lee. Very excited.
Now, Daniel, take us into your background. You haven't been in real estate that long. Where have you come from and how did you arrive here?
Quick story about myself. So I actually started in hospitality here in Australia. As you can tell, I've got a little bit of accent. So originally from Brazil.
Beautiful accent.
Back in Brazil, I was actually still studying, was doing law, decided coming here, had to work in hospitality, learn English. And then, of course, when COVID happened, I decided, okay, something needs to be done, which I'm actually proud in a way to say that happened. So it got me to real estate. But I think hospitality was necessary. It was a good skill to talk to people and then jump into the industry. And I love it. Absolutely love it.
And hospitality is an incredible background. But let's jump into where you are now. 1 year with Harcourts Coastal, which is one of the best businesses in the country. You've arrived. We had the opportunity of doing the private complete salesperson course purely for Harcourts Coastal. That was only about a month ago, 6-7 weeks ago. How'd you go at the course and what have you done since then?
So the biggest one for me with the course was actually I just had a meeting with Rob Ford. So I was a little bit over the shop, not knowing exactly where to get started or not. I had about 10,000 the core area where I decided to work with. Rob said, narrow down. So when I started the course, I had in my head, okay, so there'll be 1,000 that'll be there. And one of the main things that came out of it was the price update. So I've just gone through calling everyone and cleaning up that data. And I decided, how can I reach out to them again and not keep just asking for the business? So, and then when you introduced that price update, I was like, here we go. That's how we're going to do
it. Moment.
That's it. So basically it was a very straightforward call. It's been about a month and a half and I've done what one of the main things brought my attention was claiming doors. So instead of letting any agent be in front of the vendor on the right time when they decided selling, I said, no, I want to be there all the time. So straight away when they think about selling, so they'll be me. There's no other person.
What's been interesting, though, is you're claiming doors, which is fantastic, and we might go into the words that you're using in a moment, but how many price updates are you getting out a day?
So I'm trying to stay around that anywhere between 20 to 30. So, that's my average. Of course, there are days that I'm purely just doing that, but that's pretty much the average.
Now, you're not a door knocker. You're a phone caller. Let's go into that phone call. I'll be the consumer. What are you saying on the phone? Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Yes, it is.
Lee, Daniel Capel here from Harcourts Coastal. How's your day been so far?
Very good. Thank you, Daniel.
That's great to hear. Lee, we actually spoke a couple of months ago. I know you're not looking at selling unless something has changed.
No, nothing's changed at the moment, mate. We're still here.
Fantastically. Look, the reason for my call, I'm just letting you know that after this call, I'll be sending you a quick text message. There will be a link in there, and it'll be just information what's going on around your area. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. And what is going on in the area?
Fantastically, we're actually seeing really good prices happening around the area. That's due to the lack of stock at the moment. Really good time if you do decide on selling. There's actually a lot of buyers out there. We're seeing anywhere between 10 to 12 people coming through every single open home. So it's a great opportunity. Heaps of buyers, but not many sellers. So it's a great opportunity for your property to be seen exclusively.
Very good. We'll send it through, Daniel. And when we are ready, we will give you a call. You've been very good. And I look forward to reviewing it.
Fantastically. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Beautiful, simple. And that's it. Every day,
If you can get 30 of those out, that's going to get that momentum. How many have you got out, or how many doors have you claimed in total?
I'm sitting around that 349 at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's good you know exactly, because the dashboard will tell you exactly how many you've got.
Yeah.
And in getting those out, what time of the day are you finding best to do it? Because we've got a lot of people, Daniel, that have been to the Complete Salesperson course. They understand the sequence of claiming doors. They've been through that, but they didn't do the last part, which was to go out and claim the doors. So 100%. What's been your best rhythm to get those out there?
So for me personally, what I do is I lock it in the mornings from 9 to 12. That's when I make my calls. I don't send them out straight away. I do leave them for the end of the day. So pretty much when I cannot make any more phone calls or any appointments, when I get actually out of the office, I come home, sit in my computer for another hour or so max, and I'll send them out straight away. So it's people still pretty happy to receive that text message. It's just a matter of you're doing one thing at first. So make the calls, you know who you're sending to or not. And then straight away after, once appointments and everything are done, just send out.
Beautiful. So you're working in sprints, which is really, really good. You've got the tech to get it out. How did you find the tech easy to use? How long did it take you to get going on that?
It's so easy. It's a matter of just a few clicks, you know. That's one of the things as well. I'm a very I like to make things simple. I don't like to complicate them. So it's just so easy. It's a matter of you getting the property address. You can actually tell the recent sales in there. Just put it anywhere between 3 or 4. It's just a matter of showing them what the prices are. So they know in their head, you know, what sort of it's going on with that. So if they see, I do have a lot of units on my core area. If they see unit number 5 and 3 sold, they can have an idea compared to theirs as well.
Daniel, I know it's only been 5 weeks. You've claimed 350 doors. Has any listings come from that so far?
Absolutely. So actually, one of the best ones was the lady. She, again, another thing for me is a lot of investors around my area. So
yes,
that works really well. As I said, I'm not a door knocker. I'm a cold caller. So for me, it works really well in terms of it's just that quick call. There's this lady. She actually has 2 units in the same complex. I had sent out. She was actually one of the first ones that I sent out. And I've noticed that she opened 3 times, and then she called me back and she said, Daniel, when you called me last time, I was not looking at selling, but I just want to sell straight away. Can you send me a proposal? Boom, straight away, jump in the computer, send another proposal to her. She actually accepted that. And from that, I booked in the call. I booked in the photos, and I just said, oh, look, I'm just going to send out you another paperwork. It's just pretty easy, which is the most important, Form 6. So nice and easy. I've actually had another 2 that came out. One I'm actually signing up this week, was a big one actually. I think it might be one of the biggest sales I've done. So similar story with this one. He was not looking at selling on the first call, neither on the second call. When he saw the prices going on around the area, he's like, wow, maybe I should sell. It's a really good time. I haven't seen those prices around my area. And the third one, actually, the guy, we're still talking, haven't signed him up yet. The third one, he's traveling around Australia, so very hard to get reception. When I did manage to talk to him, we just talking over text message, I sent out and he said, Daniel, that's an incredible price we're seeing for the building. I'm actually coming back at the mid of December and I want to have a further talk to you. So it really, really working well. It's, you know, it's right there. It's in their phone. It's just so easy.
Very good. Well, Daniel, doing the 2-day Complete Salesperson course is a big event. As you know, there's a lot of information to take in. It's fantastic that Dane brings it in privately for everyone in the group. And I think we had 91 people in the room. What else have you done since the course to assist with those business implementations?
So it's funny you say that because, yes, it's a lot of information for 2 days. It's 2 full days and it's a lot of information. You leave there and you're like, well, you know, I want to put everything. You're super excited. I think you deliver in a great way as well. I do still have the book with me. It sits with me. So every time after lunch, I take a 15, 20 minutes walk and I keep trying to see what else I can implement or not in there. But the biggest ones, I think, really good one for me now, it's working really well, it's FIS 123. It's been amazing. I'm actually proud to deliver my fees for the client. It's been a lot of times where I would leave the appraisal and realize, well, I haven't even spoken about marketing or, commission. And for me, that would be like, okay, I didn't get that business. But now it's the opposite. So switch that into being proud for it and make it literally structured. So I do say those words to them. So at the end of this appraisal, we're going to be talking about fees 1, 2, 3. And I explain, so the first fee is regards to the price for your property, the fee that coastal charge, and the fees you'll be looking for marketing as well. And really like, because it's straightforward, people do appreciate that. You're not trying to hide anything or sounds like a salesperson at all. It shows that you care about them.
Fees 1, 2, 3 has been so powerful in the marketplace for those who've got it to market. And, you know, Daniel, we speak about this a lot at The Complete Salesperson, that when you come to the course, that's proposed knowledge. Embodied knowledge is what you are now. You've gone out, you've claimed the doors, you've hit 350, got some listings. You're going into a lounge room, proud of your fee. You're from a great brand. Fees 1, 2, 3 is now being used. That means you've got that embodied knowledge, which is the whole reason of training and implementation. And Daniel, just absolutely brilliant what you're doing. What's for the future? What are you looking to implement next into the business that will assist you further?
I think for me, the future, so it's pretty much, I do want to get that $900 claimed, and it's just being there right in front of them, you know, and it's the best one. Yes, I think you do need to put extra things in there, but when you look at, especially the return on investment, it's a massive one. You know what I mean? You can be doing letterbox drops, which I do as well, but this is the digital letterbox drop. That's the way I see it as well. But the future, again, it's a matter of creating systems, I guess. That's the whole course teach us. And, you know, you started realizing that campaigns, they do have a sequence, and my market has two completely different. So you do have some small units, which for me, private treaty, and some big properties where they haven't seen those big prices yet. So definitely auction for it. And you know, those charts work really well for me in terms of first knowing where the vendor is at and where I wanted them to be. So that's actually a journey, and also where the listing is at, and to get it to the best end result and that vendor being happy. And again, it's an extra marketing as well. So it's definitely important to have those, you know, those charts working well and knowing exactly where you are with each client when you convert them, where each campaign is at as well.
Now, Daniel, when you were first coming through the ranks, you didn't get some good advice early up, which has completely ended up being the opposite now. Tell us what happened.
So it's actually funny, this story, Lee. I had a principal that I used to work for before, and because of my accent, he used to tell me, you should never be cold calling because people will think you're a telemarketer. And straight up they would hang up on you. And, you know, at first, yes, I was like, got a bit upset and everything, but I didn't give up. I kept calling. And I realized that actually the accent definitely does help. People pay more attention because, you know, they're like, oh, what he's actually saying. So the accent actually really helped me. And
very
that's
much so.
I was able to switch that. And instead of being shy or worried about making the calls, I was actually really happy. And,
you know, Daniel, your accent's fantastic. And I think people remember, and you've got such a nice, bubbly, happy voice when you speak, that that's an asset that you have there. And I know when we were chatting off air before, in front of you, you just got your little call list where you're counting the calls that you're making. You've got your sequence now to, okay, I've made a call, they're going to get a price update. I've made a call, they're going to get a price update. Your reminders are coming through. You've got the sequence going there, which is just fantastic. Well, Daniel, I want to thank you for joining us on the program and congratulations on your results. And to assist you further into the future, as of last Friday, the Complete Salesperson Course audiobook has come out. That's available on Audible. But just listening to that over and over and over and still going for your walk and looking at the manual, I'm sure we're going to hear some great things from you in the future. But definitely, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Lee.